This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Pre-intermediate level. Paper DD116. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
How many people are coming to the party?
Well, I invited 25, but 2 can't come, so that's 23.
Remember, John's bringing his brother, so that's 24.
Oh yes, that's right. I can't wait. B.
Where are Layla and Sam going on holiday this year?
Layla loves the mountains, but they never go to the beach, so she's promised Sam they can go there.
I thought they wanted a city holiday.
No, they live in a city. It's all booked now. They're going to see the sea. C.
What did the boys wear to the beach? It was freezing on Saturday.
Yes, it was in the afternoon, but the morning was sunny, so they wore shorts and t-shirts.
Oh no! Did they take a jacket or a coat with them?
No. They got so cold they came home and put their jeans and thick jumpers on. D.
Which day is best for the girls to meet?
Well, Jill's busy on Monday and Wednesday, but I think she's free on Tuesday or Thursday.
How about Tuesday? Beth and Kat are both free then.
Okay, that works for Jill. E.
What pet did Katie get? She said something about it on Facebook.
Yes, she's always wanted a dog, but decided a cat was better.
But a rabbit or a fish is much easier to look after.
Yes, you're right. But her kitten is very funny. F.
What did Claire eat at the restaurant last week?
She really wanted fish, but they didn't have any left, so she chose chicken.
Did she have chips with it?
You know she hates potatoes. She had salad.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
How many people are coming to the party?
Well, I invited 25, but 2 can't come. So, that's 23.
Remember, John's bringing his brother. So that's 24.
Oh yes, that's right. I can't wait. B.
Where are Layla and Sam going on holiday this year?
Layla loves the mountains, but they never go to the beach, so she's promised Sam they can go there.
I thought they wanted a city holiday.
No, they live in a city. It's all booked now. They're going to see the sea. C.
What did the boys wear to the beach? It was freezing on Saturday.
Yes, it was in the afternoon, but the morning was sunny, so they wore shorts and t-shirts.
Oh no! Did they take a jacket or a coat with them?
No. They got so cold they came home and put their jeans and thick jumpers on. D.
Which day is best for the girls to meet?
Well, Jill's busy on Monday and Wednesday, but I think she's free on Tuesday or Thursday.
How about Tuesday? Beth and Kat are both free then.
OK, that works for Jill. E.
What pet did Katie get? She said something about it on Facebook.
Yes, she's always wanted a dog, but decided a cat was better.
But a rabbit or a fish is much easier to look after.
Yes, you're right. But her kitten is very funny. F.
What did Claire eat at the restaurant last week?
She really wanted fish, but they didn't have any left, so she chose chicken.
Did she have chips with it?
You know she hates potatoes. She had salad.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. Listen to the passage and write the missing words in the spaces given. Remember that in three of the spaces, there are two missing words.
Skye Bortoli is an Australian woman who has been working to protect whales since she was very young. She was just 11 when she took part in a whale festival in her hometown, and she immediately fell in love with the huge sea creatures. She was upset to learn that people hunted and killed them in many countries around the world. And soon after the festival, she started a group for teenagers called Teens Against Whaling. At the age of 14, Skye was invited to travel to Alaska, where she presented 40,000 signatures from people like her to ask scientists and politicians to stop killing whales. At 15, Skye wrote her first book called Eco Warrior. Skye believes that whales are the most peaceful creatures in the world, and that they are the closest to humans in the way they communicate and live together. The message she wants to give to other teenagers is that if you believe in something, do everything you can to achieve it. If you do that, it really is possible to change the world.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Skye Bortoli is an Australian woman who has been working to protect whales since she was very young. She was just 11 when she took part in a whale festival in her hometown, and she immediately fell in love with the huge sea creatures. She was upset to learn that people hunted and killed them in many countries around the world. And, soon after the festival, she started a group for teenagers called Teens Against Whaling. At the age of 14, Skye was invited to travel to Alaska, where she presented 40,000 signatures from people like her to ask scientists and politicians to stop killing whales. At 15, Skye wrote her first book called Eco Warrior. Skye believes that whales are the most peaceful creatures in the world, and that they are the closest to humans in the way they communicate and live together. The message she wants to give to other teenagers is that if you believe in something, do everything you can to achieve it. If you do that, it really is possible to change the world.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to this passage about Sarah Chang and decide if the following sentences are true or false. Put a tick next to the correct answer. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
Sarah Chang was born in Philadelphia in December 1980. Her parents moved from South Korea to America in 1979, the year before she was born. Sarah's brother Michael was born 7 years later. Their father is a music composer, and their mother a violinist, so music was important at home. Sarah played the piano from age 3 and started the violin when she got one for her 4th birthday. At age 5, she started at the Juilliard Music School, where she studied at weekends. There was no time for rest. Sarah made her first album at the age of 10, which became a classical bestseller. By the age of 17, she was performing 150 concerts a year. She was tired and asked for a 3-month holiday. She finally took this break at the age of 20. Sarah has many very old violins. Her favourite was made in 1717. She has been very successful in other ways. She works for President Obama as an ambassador of culture and speaks 5 languages fluently, including French and German. Sarah travels a lot, but still lives in Philadelphia. Her father and mother have returned to South Korea.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
Sarah Chang was born in Philadelphia in December 1980. Her parents moved from South Korea to America in 1979, the year before she was born. Sarah's brother Michael was born 7 years later. Their father is a music composer, and their mother a violinist, so music was important at home. Sarah played the piano from age 3 and started the violin when she got one for her 4th birthday. At age 5, she started at the Juilliard Music School, where she studied at weekends. There was no time for rest. Sarah made her first album at the age of 10, which became a classical bestseller. By the age of 17, she was performing 150 concerts a year. She was tired and asked for a 3-month holiday. She finally took this break at the age of 20. Sarah has many very old violins. Her favourite was made in 1717. She has been very successful in other ways. She works for President Obama as an ambassador of culture and speaks 5 languages fluently, including French and German. Sarah travels a lot, but still lives in Philadelphia. Her father and mother have returned to South Korea.
That is the end of the listening test. You now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.